tight climb. If there is one thing I hate, it's a phone call in the middle of the night. They never seem to bring good news. My experience from numerous phone calls in the middle of the night in midsummer was that they would invariably bring unwelcome news of a bushfire. And so it was on this occasion. It was January 1972, and I was the Forest Department's District Forestry Officer at Pemberton in the heart of the West Australian Karri Forest. With my wife Ellen and family, I lived in a departmental house just down the hill from the district office. I can't now remember the time the phone rang that night, but it must have been near midnight because I was in bed and asleep when it rang. It was the PMG phone ringing, the one connected to the outside world, not the forestry phone on the back veranda.
Roger.
Said a familiar voice.
John Jay here. I'm reporting a fire.
Johnny Jay was the overseer of our Northcliffe forestry gang, a stolid young man, responsible, hard-working, softly spoken and humorous. One of the best. He lived on the family farm west of Northcliffe, 50 kilometres or so south of Pemberton. He had been asleep, he told me, when some instinct woke him, and he went out onto the front veranda of their old groupie house. Looking across the paddocks to the north in the direction of Pemberton, he could see a large pulsating glow in the sky, clearly a forest fire. It was impossible to say how far away it was, Johnny said, but wherever it was, he didn't think it would be doing anyone any good. I had had a look from my front veranda but could see only the wall of dark trees to the north. I needed a better look, a vantage point. It was just then, I think, that I must have lost my presence of mind. I decided to climb the Pemberton HQ lookout tree with a torch and a compass, look for the glow of the fire from up there and get a bearing on it. The Pemberton HQ lookout tree was a tall karri, 40 metres in height, and right on the doorstep of the forestry office. The tree had been pegged in 1939 and was one of the first ever karri lookout trees. It provided good visibility over the forests and farms to the west, but the outlook to the east was blocked by a high ridge. So, in the mid-1940s, a decision had been taken to develop a new lookout tree on this high point. Originally called East Tree, it was later renamed Gloucester Tree. The Duke of Gloucester, brother of King George VI and Governor General of Australia at that time, had visited the tree during construction of the lookout and had shown some interest, so the tree was named after him. Because of its limitations, the old HQ tree was never seen as a permanent lookout, and no lookout cabin had been built on it. There was the usual spiral ladderway up the trunk, but at the top only a rough timber crow's nest, just a timber platform, open on all sides and without a roof or guardrails. After Gloucester Tree came into service in 1948, the HQ tree was more or less abandoned. No maintenance was carried out, and the ladderway became insecure and the crow's nest rickety. I had climbed about halfway up once, many years previously, just to have a look around, but I had given it away as unsafe and descended. What drove me to climb this tree in the middle of a moonless night, I will never know. I doubtless felt a duty to locate the bushfire and arrange for its control. This was my job, after all. And it was important that Johnny Jay knew I had taken his warning seriously. Anyway, I did it. There were five karri lookout trees in the Pemberton district, and I had been up and down them maybe more than 100 times over the years, and I never thought much of it. I was young and fit and had a good head for heights. But this night, the climb was scary. One of the wooden pegs had broken off, and I had to clamber around it. Most of the metal pegs were loose or dipped alarmingly when you put your weight on them. The crow's nest, when I reached it, was absolutely decrepit. The timbers must have been karri and the white ants were into them. It was also windy and the tree was swaying about. All the lookout trees swayed, but on this occasion the insecure footing and the dark night made it seem worse. However, I easily located the fire. It was away to the north, probably a long way north. I knew from experience that bushfires are always further away than you think, and this one looked to be well beyond my jurisdiction. I wasted no time, took a compass bearing, and made the ghastly climb back to Earth. Then I went into the office and phoned my counterpart, Alistair Mather at Manjimup. Alistair was also up and on the job in his office. He knew all about it. The fire was in his patch, and the Manjimup crews were dealing with it as we spoke. No help was needed. Phew. I put through a quick call to Johnny J and walked home. It had been a foolhardy escapade, I thought, over a stiff brandy. I had told nobody what I was going to do, and there were several things that could have gone wrong. In hindsight, the sensible thing would have been to ring Alistair Mather in the first place, or at least to get into my car and drive up to the crossroads and get a handle on the location of the fire from there. But, on the other hand, it had certainly been an adventure, something my forestry mates and I could laugh about the next time I saw them. Ellen, incidentally, who had also been awoken by the phone call in the middle of the night, did not get up but stayed in bed and lay awake until I got home. Eventually, when I climbed into bed and her warm embrace, she asked, "Are you all right?" I said I was, and for the second time that night, realised what a lucky man I was. I was also the last person to climb that tree. The next day, I arranged for my carpenter to remove the bottom 5 metres of the ladder so as to discourage future adventurers. Many years later, the tree was felled and the stump removed, the justification being that he had become dangerous, dropping stuff onto the office roof and people down below. I was sorry to hear this. I would have preferred to see the office moved and the old lookout tree preserved, even if only as a reminder of that scary night climb.